Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, in the media, and in our lives. We believe in the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and we furthermore claim that the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, are the brilliant solution to America's problems. It made America great once, it can do it again. A lot of people want to blame the Constitution or blame the solution on the problem, or whatever you want to call it, the problem on the solution. The reality is we don't need revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Go study history. Rarely do they go well. The founders were blessed without a doubt, and now they've given us the blueprint. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right? And that's really what we need to work towards. It made America great. It can do it again. You aboard for the solutions? That's the question we have for you. Now, before we get to our guest coming up in just seconds, Kurt, the headline says heat, drought, cook fish alive in the Pacific Northwest. You tell me I can just bust out and pull my fish out of the ocean and just start chowing down?
Well, what? I guess that's...
Come on.
I guess that's what they're saying, huh, Sam?
I guess.
Crazy,
so.
Huh?
Well, because what, it goes up a half a degree? I mean, come on, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I've heard of frying eggs on my hood of my car and stuff like that, Kurt. Is that kind of like that?
Yeah, I just don't think it's that hot. You know, I mean, it might be warm, like they say, you know, what is it? Cook fish alive. It just, you know, in my opinion, just not really alive cooked. You know, I mean, I guess that would save time, and you wouldn't have to use your microwave and your gas. You know, I mean, there are probably some guys who could say, look, it's, you don't have to use any of that fossil fuel to heat
up. I got
up
a question.
But it's a USA Today story.
What happens if they just cruise around cooked and alive then?
Well, they say freakishly hot, dry weather in the Pacific Northwest is killing millions of fish in the overheated waters of the region's rivers and streams. Now, this guy, they quote a guy from a fish hatchery, Ron Warren. He's a, you know, Washington State's Department of Fish and Wildlife. He said, we've lost about 1.5 million juvenile fish this year due to drought conditions at our hatcheries. This is unlike anything we've seen for some time. He says sockeye salmon losses in the Columbia River due to the heat are in the hundreds of thousands, said Jeff Fryer. Oh, he's frying some fish.
See, now, come on, really? You're telling me this guy reporting on the fish story is Jeff Fryer? Come on.
I'm just telling you that.
See, it might be true, but I'm just see what I mean about those, the media and the stories you hear. It's like, are you kidding me?
The senior fishery scientist.
Wow.
With that, let's go fry some fish, Mr. Fryer, with the Rivers Intertribal Fish Commission. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got one.
And the other guy's last name is Hatchery, isn't it? And then the other guy's name is Hook, or Bait, or something, right? And come on.
Yeah, that's right. The fish were returning from the ocean, they say, to spawn when the unprecedented warm water killed them, he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
They say water temperatures in the Columbia River, part of which runs along the border of Oregon and Washington, reached the low 70s shortly after.
I just can't take it anymore. Hold on. The low 70s and the fish are all cooked and stuff? Come on now. All right, listen, our environmental expert is on the line, Kurt. His name is Dr.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to say that. The doctor's in the house. Dr. Michael Kaufman, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. Glad to be back with you. Looking to many future interviews as well.
Hey, is this story poppycock or what, sir?
It is poppycock. There's no way. There is absolutely no way. Now, a fish can get trapped in a tidal basin or something, and it gets too warm and it dies. But this isn't a average type of a situation. I don't know the details to it. I have not seen it.
But it's also not cooked, even if the fish may not do okay with the heat. It's not cooked. Come on.
In fact, within a few minutes, it starts to bloat, and then it's no good to eat anyway. So it's just, I mean, the whole thing for a news media to pick it up and make these kinds of claims shows you how this media really is. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So all I did was I added to their headline, dash, space, not. Okay, they're not cooked alive. I mean, they make it sound like, dude, you don't even need to go fish it anymore. You don't need somebody to go ahead and, prepare the fish or anything, gut that dude and have your wife cook it or anything like that. That's too chauvinistic. You just reach out there in the ocean, buddy, or reach out there in the river, grab your fish, and you're good to go. You know, come on, these people are crazy. 70-degree water?
Yeah. Yeah, it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Now, the reality is this. At first glance, you could say, okay, come on, Sam. They don't really believe it either. They're just telling you that it's really hot, and they're kind of writing a crafty headline to get this point across. My problem is this. It turns into extreme propaganda to push the global warming, really satanic agenda, is what's going on, Michael Kaufman.
Yes, it does. And, of course, we have the 2015 conference coming up that is going to try to nail it. I mean, Obama is frothing at the mouth and trying to get it put over to the American people that we're having disastrous global warming. It's warming by a matter of a couple of degrees. It's going to warm by a matter of a couple of degrees. Everything that he said was going to happen has not happened. In fact, we're at the lowest hurricane level. We're at the lowest tornado level. We're about average for sea level. All the calamities that he says were happening are not happening, and they haven't been for at least 10 or 15 years. In fact, the actual temperature of the Earth has stayed pretty constant through the last 18 years, almost longer. That 18 years, one more year, and that's almost longer than it took to start cooling down. So it's absurd. And the real concern that I think we should have is that scientists have been growing, the number have been growing exponentially, that we're entering a new cool ice age or a cool age, hopefully just a cool age.
And scientists that used to just go along with this are now starting to just become beside themselves going, wait a minute. I appreciate what you're saying, but your extreme claims are just off the charts. There's even debates now about some of the technology used, saying it doesn't even measure the right stuff.
I know, it doesn't, and that's what really bothers me. And what we found out 2 months ago was that it was actually they were modifying the data, all the data, thousands of data points across the world, to show that it was cooler before and it's warmer now. When in fact the raw data showed just almost the exact. It was about the same. It hadn't changed much over the 15 or 18 years. So, I'm not 15, 18 years, 100 years. So what we're seeing here is not only bad science; it's actually not science. Period. It's nothing but a criminal effort to gain control over the American industrial machine and destroy us. I mean, and if you have any doubt about that, the head of the, not the IPCC, but the global warming effort, it's a woman from Frankio or something like that, she actually said in January that the whole thing was designed to destroy capitalism. It's designed to destroy, not to prevent the earth from baking, but to actually destroy capitalism. That's what she said back in January. I don't know if she goofed or if she fell off her chair or whatever the case might be, but it's in print. It's in the United Nations documentation. You can look at it yourself. And here we're on this road, this unbelievable road, down this expensive path.
And it's almost like the more we show it to be a fraud, the more dollars and cents they pour into the propaganda, and the more they force us on this road. with an effort to basically close doors behind us and say, well, sorry, there's no looking back. And the example that I would use would be these coal-fired power plants, to where they're going to take off enough electricity where we're going to have brownouts and blackouts and problems over the country. And then when we try to do something about it, they're going to say, well, you know what? The new technologies just aren't ready to be brought online yet. They're not good enough, but the old technologies, well, sorry, we already dismantled that or by law outlawed that, to the point where there's no going backwards, right?
There's no going backwards. That's what they intend to do. And I really, you know, I'm a PhD and I have a minor in climatology, so that's why I'm interested in this. So I have basically been following what's been going on, and they really, really want to pass this climate change treaty in December of this year.
All right, hang tight. We'll talk about it with Dr. Michael Kaufman in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, his website, AmericaPlunder.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Dr. Michael Kaufman is with us. AmericaPlunder.com is an incredible website, and the doctor's in the house. He's a environmental science expert. He's got a minor in climatology. The guy basically knows, folks, and the propaganda we're being fed about global warming is bogus. Yeah, does the globe heat up every morning? Well, on one side of the earth, yeah. Okay, and does it cool down later in the evening? Yeah. Are there bigger cycles than the 24-hour cycle that we could see so readily? Yeah. Is the Earth getting hotter in some places and colder in others? Yeah. Is there climate turmoil? Absolutely. But when you look at it, you say, who's in charge of the weather? And Kurt always likes to say the Almighty is the greatest weatherman ever.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you say, sir?
Absolutely. I agree with Kurt. There is no evidence, really. When you really get down to it and dig into the evidence, there is no evidence for man-caused global warming. There might be minor perturbations, minor influences, but it's I mean, and there's, and certainly in areas that they deforest and that type of thing, but that doesn't affect the global temperature, the global climate scheme, and so forth. And it's amazing how they can control the media so much that the media just bows down to them, licks their boots, and basically says the same thing that Obama's saying on the air. And it's totally, utterly false. It is just, I just cannot understand how they can get away with this, because it is really, it's not only false, it's blatantly false. We're actually going to be going into a global cooling. Now, I hope it's only 20 or 30 years long and only about a degree or something. We can weather that, but it'll mean shorter growing seasons. And really, if you want to talk about extreme weather, we're about to see it. And it's not had, doesn't have anything to do with global warming. It will have something to do with global cooling. And when the information comes out, you will see these guys scatter for the four winds that really we're seeing.
I don't think so. What I think they'll do is they'll come back and they'll say, you know what? We agree. We thought it was a warming trend. Now it's, we realize there are some cooling trend aspects of it. Look, it's climate change. It's not really warming that's the problem, but it's this extreme weather events or extreme violent weather changes that are the problem. And so just because we didn't have a perfect handle on it, that doesn't change the reality that we're all in trouble there, Michael. And won't they just manipulate like that?
I'm sure they'll try it. I don't know if the, at least the American people are going to be so gullible, but they sure seem to be gullible so far. Although there is, it is plunging. There, the people that believe in global warming has gone down about 20 points in the last couple of years. So it's, it is going down, and people are beginning to realize it's nothing but a hoax. But that doesn't seem to stop the machine. It just keeps going and going and going.
Well, and that's the problem, and that's why we bring up this conference coming up in December, because we can, if we bring this to the attention of enough people, we can derail their forward motion on this, can't we?
I hope so. I really hope so. You know, China is still producing a coal-fired generator once every 7 to 10 days. You cannot even begin to confront that with turning down or eliminating coal-fired generation here in the United States. It's absurd to even try. I don't know what this president is. I know what this president is thinking of. I know what the globalists are thinking of. They need to control. They need to destroy the American economy in order to bring it under their control. It's really unfortunate.
But they don't want to get the blame for destroying the economy, so they're doing everything they can on one hand to prop it up. On the other hand, they're undermining everything that they do, and they want different blame. They just want, when your power brownouts and, you know, blackouts happen, then they're going to say, you know, problem is it's global warming that's making this. We just can't. What do we do? And the answer always is in this Hegelian dialectic scenario, more government, more control, more regulation, right?
Absolutely. It really is. This is a classic case of the Hegelian dialectic in operation, is that they'll try to scare you so much that you take a lesser option but still moves the point towards more global control.
All right, what do we do about this conference coming up in December? Most people don't even know about it. Most people don't know what they can do about it. What do we do? What options are there for us? And the average Joe kind of feels like, I can't even do anything about it, Michael.
Well, I think you can. I haven't given a lot of thought to this yet, Sam. I need to do that because it's important. There are a number of groups out there that are working, that are in the position of national, international contacts that can do a lot to expose this. And it's going to be exposed on Fox, I'm sure, and so forth. And I want to be one of those voices, and we can be one of those voices. Because it's a dangerous thing. You remember the Copenhagen one several years ago that was the end all. It's going to produce a treaty and so forth, and it fell flat on its face. And the reason it fell flat on its face is because there was so much uprising by the people in these nations. It just really just took the steam right out of it. So I'm hoping to accomplish the same thing here in Paris.
All right. So what are they calling it? Are they calling it the Climate Change Conference? They always change the name, too. That's what tells me they're dishonest, though. Why change the name if it's a legitimate issue? Because they want to basically run under the radar. That's why.
That's why. They wanted to keep it quiet to the people of the world. In the meantime, they're putting extreme pressure on the leaders of the world that will make these decisions. Extreme. You don't have a clue as to how extreme it is. So it's going to be very interesting to see. And I don't know the name of it. I looked at it once, but it didn't mean anything. I'll do that again, and we'll talk about it again in the future. So it is all you have to do is just global warming or global climate change.
Aren't they calling it COP21 or COP21?
Oh, yeah, COP21.
UN Climate Change Conference?
Yeah, I should have told you that. That is a given. That's the 21st one of these meetings that they've had since 1990. And that's what they're calling it right now. But there's another name for it, and I'll find that for you.
All right, so it's the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris?
In Paris.
It's happening in December. All the international papers are reporting on it. The American people aren't talking about it very much.
No. No, because they don't want to stir up the resentment and the backlash by the American people, because they've been trying to do this to us for over 10 years, and people are getting fed up with it. It's just staggering. How much lying is going on. There for many years, I actually gave the administrations and so forth the benefit of the doubt, because there were some people out there that I had some credibility in, and there were some information that suggested the man could be. I didn't think so. There was nothing that indicated to me, but nonetheless, they did, and I was willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Not anymore. I mean, there is nothing out there that would suggest man-caused global warming. The fact that we haven't had any warming in 18 years should be evidence in itself, but they keep bringing it up, of course, because if you're going to have world governments, you have to have control over the economies of the different subject nations. And to do that, you need to have global warming.
There is global climate change happening when people violate the commandments of God, the ultimate weatherman gets angry, and we have all kinds of floods and economic and, you know, flooding and world calamities and stuff. That's foretold in Scripture, but it isn't the way they're defining it. And the control mechanisms they're putting in place is they encourage sin and then control us.
Yes.
That's the lie. It's how they want to go about it that's the lie. There are ways to solve it, and that's to keep the commandments of God and turn to the ultimate weatherman and ask for his protection. Anyway, there are answers here. Last question before we let you fly. We know you got to go. How's your health, sir?
Well, it's improving. It's greatly improving over what it's been since January when it was diagnosed and I had the surgery. I have stage 4 colon cancer, and now it's in my liver. And praise God to be, there is no evidence in my liver anymore. None. I'm still going through the treatments because I want to make sure that I've done everything that is humanly possible. But in my final analysis, it's God that's done it.
Our prayers are with you, my friend. Godspeed.
All right. Good night.
There he goes. Michael Kaufman doing a great job as always. He's recovering. He's progressing. Our prayers are with him. We just pray the Lord lets him continue on fighting the good fight, huh? Hang tight.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Sometimes they call it the Potato State, Dateline, Idaho. Her name is Sabrina. And Buddy, what is she nicknamed, the American Huntress, Kurt?
That's what they call her, Sam. Now, this is after the whole, dentist that killed the lion, what was it, Cecil the Lion. And so this lady's name is Sabrina Corgatelli. Pretty native to Idaho, I'm sure. I think she's Italian, but anyway, they say she's quite a huntress, and she's harnessed some controversy after she cruised out there, and she took some pictures of herself with corpses of a giraffe, a warthog, a kudu. Now, you might not know what a kudu is. It's K-U-D-U. You can look it up. And an impala. That's not an old Chevy car. That's an animal from, her South African trip. By the way, they say she's believed to come from Boise, Idaho. I don't think Corgatelli is going to, native to Boise, Idaho. But anyway, she counted down the days on her Facebook profile to the trip of a lifetime to a private conservancy. That's 20 kilometers, they say, from the country's iconic Kruger National Park. Is that where they make those Krugerrands? Before her trip, she posted a meme, M-E-M-E. Is that how you say that, Sam? Of Leonardo DiCaprio on her wall, they say, accompanied by the message, quote, to all haters, stay tuned, you're going to have so much more to be blanked about. On July 25th,
not sure what the word is.
Days after, they were going to be upset, really upset.
Yeah.
After it emerged that a black, you've heard about the lion, Cecil, that got killed.
Oh, yeah.
So now the first picture of her shows her crouching over the prone form of a massive kudu. By the way, that's a kind of African antelope with a white-striped body and these
cool not a giraffe,
spiraling
Kurt?
Horns. No, the giraffe is another thing.
Oh, I see.
This kudu's, they say... This is what she said about it. She says, yesterday, day one, an amazing day. Got my beautiful, beautiful kudu. It was my number one want on my list, and I got him on the first day. Loving it there, she said. You could tell these people that are, you know, hate this stuff, man, it'll just drive them nuts. Later the same day, I guess she posted several pictures of her with the corpse of an amazing old giraffe and wrote, such an amazing animal. I couldn't be any happier. My emotion after getting him was a feeling I will never forget, she said. Other pictures showed her, who has, by the way, they say pink and black hair and long manicured nails and wears heavy makeup, skin-tight khaki, and pink hunting attire and hoop earrings, celebrating the kill with hands clasped together as though praying. Another picture showed her with a large dead warthog with the caption, "What a fun hunt. Loving it here." And another showed her with a blue wildebeest and an impala, which she described as one of Africa's icons. I guess she's a university accountant, and she runs a clothing company called Racks and Ridges. Also, I guess she posted a photograph of her boyfriend, named only as Aaron, with the body of a 13-foot crocodile. Whoa. Anyway, they say the body, all these
now, Kurt, they also say that you know, they're mad at her or whatever for getting all these animals and everything. And
yes,
so she says biblically, hey, God put all these food, all this food here for us to eat. And so then one person's like, hey, did the giraffe taste good?
I know, but anyway, you know, the I guess this was what you call, you know,
now, how do you feel about this, Kurt?
You well, thoughts on you know, this whole the bottom deal? Line is she paid for this. She paid for this, I guess, with this old days hunting firm in South Africa that confirmed this guy had hosted her for a two-week trip, but he didn't want to say much more. You know, the thing is, Sam, you've got these amazing people who are really ticked off if you shoot a giraffe or you know, any of these animals, you know, a warthog or whatever. But then on the other hand, man, they couldn't care less if all these little babies die right and left in America. In fact, they'll be out there, you know, making sure that people can kill babies.
And if I say we should kill less black babies, because that seems to be the most targeted race by these baby killers, then they call me a racist. I mean, it's just beyond imagination.
Sense, doesn't it, Sam?
It's like, wow. Now, the interesting thing about this in my mind is this personally. I'm just going to express a personal belief here. I personally don't believe that you ought to just run around and kill animals for a sport. I'm pro-life, and I don't really believe in that. Uh-huh. However, I'm not for using it as a propaganda political agenda either or a way to control people. And I personally believe if you need the animal for food or whatever, then it's, you know, the Lord does sanction your ability to feed yourself. And that the animals are for that purpose to a great degree. But I don't believe just running around just killing things just to kill or for sport or whatever. And so there's kind of a stewardship scenario here that I personally believe in. Now, I'm not one of the PETA folks where I won't eat any meat or wear any leather shoes or anything like that. I'm not extreme. But I do believe there's kind of a fine line between when is it sport, when is it just kill to kill, versus when is it kind of a needful. That's just my thought. What do you think, Kurt?
Yeah, well, like, our, what I want to know is there was this one movie. What was it called? It Could Happen to You. And in this movie, there's this scene where this lady gets pretty rich because her husband wins the lottery, and so she wants to get a fur coat, all right? So then with her fur coat, she walks out of whatever the fur place is, and there's these, you know, people that, you know, think that it's evil to get a fur coat outside, and what they're doing is they've got some red paint, and they, you know, throw it all over her fur coat.
Yeah, because that'll help. Then she'll just need to buy another one.
What I want to know is if you would go help the, you know, red paint throwers. You know, I don't see you out there doing
that. See, in my opinion, the red paint throwers are violating her private property rights. It's her coat.
if they want to try to educate her and say, look, this is not, you know, appropriate or needful, and give their opinions, I support that. In fact, I'd even publish an editorial if they want to try to educate or advocate for their position. Throwing red paint on somebody else's private property is unacceptable. It breaks the law. It violates private. We can go on and on and on. And that's kind of where I draw the line. I believe in peaceful, appropriate behavior. I believe in, with long patience and suffering, trying to educate people to our point of view. I personally believe that, hey, we need to be very careful with how we treat life. We need to be pro-life. We need to stand for those things that matter. And there's a big fine line there, and I think those people that are destroying private property ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, is what I think. All right, Pat's in Fort Worth. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I'm trying to call you. I missed what you were talking about. Were you talking about Greenpeace?
Right now we're talking about this scenario where this lady, her name is Sabrina. She lives in Idaho, I guess, and she's known as the Great Huntress. And I guess she sparked a big old fury on the internet because she posted a selfie of her with a dead giraffe in South Africa. And so some people are asking her if the giraffe tasted good. And anyway, I kind of made my personal beliefs known, which is I don't really believe in just killing for sport. But I do believe the Lord's put animals on the earth for our benefit and food at times. And so there's kind of a fine line there. Then Kurt brought up a story about this lady who had a fur coat on, and these vandals really threw red paint all over her coat because they hate the fact that she's killing animals for this fur coat. And I said, I reject the destruction of personal property rights. And if people want to advocate for their beliefs peacefully, I support that regardless of what they are. Even if I disagree with someone's belief, I support their rights to believe as they choose. Kind of an idea. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to talk something about global warming.
Sure.
Remember Greenpeace, how violent they got? Well, the founder of that, I think I got this right, his name was Patrick Moore. He was an environmental movement for 40 years, and he's gotten out. he said it's become politically motivated agenda. And
that's the point I made, that I believe we should be good stewards of the earth, and I believe there's a lot of things to really pay attention to, but they're using it for political and control on the people purposes that violate property rights, violate our freedoms, and I reject that.
That's what he said. He said that maybe there had been a slight global warming in 300 years, but there's been none in the last 18 years. So he switched sides. According to an article in the Fort Worth Star Telegram by Richard Green, he is...
All right, do you have more? If you have more, I'm going to have to hold you over the break. Do you have more?
Yeah.
All right, stay there then. Hold on. Okay. Pat's with us, ladies and gentlemen. Fort Worth, quick pause. Back in a second. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, and Pat, listener, is in Fort Worth, Texas. She's chiming in about global warming and the climate change lies, and she's basically saying, hey, even some of the experts that kind of founded the Greenpeace movement and everything else are switching sides because they believe this has just morphed into a propaganda scenario with a political agenda, Pat.
Well, I don't know everything that makes people switch sides. In fact, this guy that wrote this article, I don't always agree with him. But he said he effectively argued against the UN saying that it was all due to people and that we probably need to look more on the apocalyptic side of climate change.
Well, and now you're getting into my point is that the Bible teaches us when we violate the commandments of God, you can expect political upheaval. You can expect climate disasters, earthquakes and hurricanes and tumultuous winds and fire. Okay, you're told that, biblically speaking, already. And that, you know what? You anger the real weatherman by violating his commandments. And you know what? We're in trouble, Pat. I think that's very clear, scripturally speaking.
Yeah. What they're doing is probably just another one of those, get rid of people thing, because how many people probably died from the heat because Obama closed all these coal-powered plants and they can't afford the electric bills they need, and it's getting, the Bible says it's going to get hotter and hotter, and then they're going to curse God more and more.
Oh, great
that
point.
That tells me that they were cursing God, and that's why it got hot.
Well, excellent point. It's a vicious circle of mutual destruction whenever we violate the commandments of the Almighty Creator. Thanks so much, Pat.
Hey, well, one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
Don't forget, God created the first fur coat.
Amen to that. Thank you, ma'am. Hey, what do you think, Kurt? The response is God created the first fur coat. Didn't he create skins for Adam and Eve,
well,
Kurt?
He was the original. He'd have to be the original, Earth hater, you know, himself.
Good point. There you go. See, that's why I'm telling you, and I mentioned this on the broadcast multiple times, they're looking at the Bible and saying, if you believe in the Bible, you're following God, and God, I mean, he's bad for the environment. He's bad for everything that we hold dear. God's the ultimate racist. And they're going on with this psychotic agenda that all really is directed towards anytime you do good, anytime you believe in Christianity or Christ, they're going to reject it. That's all. Because these people are evil. Yeah. And they call evil good, good evil, and they're all upside down. And we just need to stay true to what we know, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. All right, Donald Trump's in the news. Quote, I pay as little as possible in taxes. Donald Trump wants to pay as little as possible. Isn't he like a Patriot's patriot, Kurt? He should know. He should just pay more and more and more, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if you really love your country, I mean, you just pay a lot. But he says this. I mean, A presidential candidate, Donald Trump, said that he pays as little as possible in taxes, just like every other taxpayer in America.
What?
He said, I fight like H.E. double toothpicks to pay as little as possible for two reasons. Number one, I'm a businessman, and that's the way you're supposed to do it, Trump said in an interview with CBS, Face the Nation. The other reason is that I, get this part, hate the way our government spends our taxes. I hate the way they waste our money, trillions and trillions of dollars of waste and abuse, and I hate it. Whoa, that guy's got a real hate problem, doesn't he, Sam? I mean, you're going to have to just get rid of this guy, for sure. Now, they do say that he's not yet released his tax returns, but said he has no major problem with doing it. But he said he may tie a release of his tax returns to a release of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to wait till heck freezes over then to release that stuff, sir, just so you know.
You know, it's pretty funny, though. at least the idea is pretty sound, you know what I'm saying.
Well, it is, but he doesn't understand how the Clintons work, though, to even suggest such a thing. Look, he's never going to release anything then.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
It is funny, and it does make a valuable point, though.
Yes, it does.
All right, Donald Trump, I pay as little as possible in taxes. They ought to beat him up, though, for being against America, Kurt.
Well, they will, Sam. I mean, you know, right
now
they're
getting... All those other big, fat, rich cats are just writing out extra checks to the government whenever they see there's kind of a shortfall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They love, in fact, they're all for what we call the Tax Me More Fund, and they literally want to start that and ante up themselves, not...
Good point. All right, I guess Maureen Dowd's in the news, Kurt. Isn't she like a columnist?
Well, yeah, she is. And, you know, she's a big writer. I'm not sure for who or whatever, but I've heard of her forever. But anyway, she says the old Starbucks big shot, Howard Schultz, ought to be urged to challenge old Hillary. I guess old Howard Schultz was raised in low-income housing in Brooklyn, and he graduated from Northern Michigan University, and then he bought Starbucks in 1988, and he built the company to where its operating income totaled $939 million in its most recent quarter.
Small fry stuff. It's not even in the billions, Kurt. I mean, what's up with that?
Well, that's only a quarter, so that means you do that... you know, let's see, there's four quarters in a year. So you're close to $4 billion in gross, let's see, what do they call them? Operating income. So that means, you know, after your cost. See, there's not much money in selling, you know, caffeine and, you know, coffee and sugar, is there, Sam? I guess he once owned the Seattle Supersonics as well. She says he has strong opinions and even he's got position papers about what he calls the fraying American dream. By the way, she's, Miss Dowd has long been a critic of Clinton and the former president as well, Bill Clinton. She referenced the book that Schultz co-wrote last year, For Love of Country, What Our Veterans Can Teach Us About Citizenship, Heroism, and Sacrifice. I wonder if he co-wrote it with her, but anyway, she said while he was promoting his book on veterans last year, he honed a message about making government work again and finding authentic, truthful leadership. You think it's going to get any traction, Sam?
No.
Good point.
Nobody's going to get traction against Hillary, Kurt.
That's right. Hillary is the woman.
Now, they'll get enough traction to run interference to protect Hillary so she doesn't have to be, you know, out in the
only
real
target.
World. You know, yeah. So she'll be protected, and they'll have success in that. They'll run interference for protection for Hillary. But in terms of a real opposition, I don't think so. It's all talk. All right. Good now, point. What is this thing? Snoop stopped by Italian customs, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, you know, I guess he had a little change in his pockets, they say, $422,000 in cash. Now, I'm trying to figure out, let's see, you know, sometimes when you travel, Sam, you have a little bit of money with you, right? But anyway,
yeah, at least like $50 or something.
Those Snoop Dogg, he had a little run-in with the European authorities, the Italian financial police. You got a different kinds of police. I guess you got your financial, your homeless police or whatever. But anyway, they say they stopped the rapper at a certain airport, and he had $422,000 in cash. They say that's well above the limit that can legally be transported across the borders undeclared. Snoop's like, man, what's the big deal? But anyway, they say the incident comes less than a week after he was briefly stopped in Sweden on suspicion of drug use after a concert near Stockholm.
He must not be funding politicians globally enough, Curtis, the problem.
Well, yeah. They say the financial police confirmed a report by the Italian news agency that half of the cash was impounded. Under the Italian anti-money laundering codes. So let's see, it cost him $211K to, you know.
The only ones to launder money are criminals and government, okay?
Governments, yeah. Well, and what's the difference? But anyway, they say travelers within
the government
the
are dressed
Union,
nicer than criminals usually, Kate.
Yeah, they're official. Anyway, the travelers within the European Union are required to declare 10,000 euros or 11 grand or more in cash. So Snoop Doggy played in, someplace, Calabria, and he's scheduled to perform later. But maybe he gets paid just in cash, Sam. And, I mean, you know, he's on a tight budget, and he had the $422K with him, and, you know, they extracted half of it.
Well, and the problem that I have with this whole scenario is we know that Snoop is rich, and I don't see why he can't just have a bunch of cash on him if it's his money. It's called private property, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yeah, but not if the government wants it, Sam. I mean, they've got, you know, they've got fines and fees and things to pay, of course. You know, Sam, don't you know?
Yeah, there you have it. Well, all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is we live in a very strange world. And I know that it's very, very, very discouraging and frustrating. And it's easy to go negative. My plea, don't do it. Think about what you can do to bring light, good, positive, cheerful, service, all those attributes to the world. Can you do it? Can you follow the Prince of Peace and bring hope and encouragement to others? Can you lift another? Can you bear another's burden? Can you? All right, that's what I want you to spend your time doing. Can you find ways to protect and defend America, our way of life, God, family, and country? Can you protect life, liberty, and property? What can you do? Get on your knees and ask the Almighty and find out. The author of Liberty will help you fight for the sacred holy cause of liberty. All right, please go to our website, click on Help Us Grow to donate. After all, we claim this nation shall endure.